From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This familiar and evocative music is called La Cathédrale Engloutie, The Sunken Cathedral, and it's from the first book of piano preludes by Claude Debussy. According to some, it was inspired by the mythical city of Ys, said to have been built below sea level on the coast of ancient Brittany. There are many variations on its legend, but in all of them, the city and its great cathedral are engulfed when the floodgates protecting it are opened. In some versions of the story, the culprit is Satan himself. Sometimes it's a vengeful god, and sometimes a jealous lover or an enemy warrior. And as we're about to hear, Debussy wasn't the only French composer inspired by the doomed city. It's also the subject of Le Roi d'Ys, The King of Ys, a beautiful yet seldom heard opera by Édouard Lalo. In his version of the Ys legend, the city is betrayed by a vengeful princess who finds out that she and her sister are in love with the same man. On this edition of World of Opera, Lalo's The King of Ys comes to us in a production from the Capitole Theatre in Toulouse, France. The stars are Sophie Koch and Inva Mula as the royal sisters, and Charles Castronovo as the unwitting man who comes between them. The Capitole National Orchestra and Chorus are led by conductor Yves Abel.